Since April, gubernatorial challengers Byron Mallott and Bill Walker have gone after incumbent Sean Parnell for skipping debates. They hit that point again last night at a candidate forum hosted by the National Congress of American Indians. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports.
Independent candidate Bill Walker didn't even finish his opening statement before taking a swipe at the governor.
You notice who is not on the panel with us. Governor Parnell has not chosen not to show. And I think that's a shame that he chooses not to participate in these processes. Remember that on Election Day.
Democrat Byron Mallott went after Parnell, too.
Bill and I have spent many months on the campaign trail thus far. And it's almost like we're the only two candidates.
Their displeasure with Parnell's absence was one of a few areas where the competing candidates agreed on Monday. For example, they also told attendees at the National Congress of American Indians that the state needs to make a disaster declaration in response to the high energy prices in rural areas. Because of the similarities in their platforms, the candidates were asked if they feared splitting the vote in a way that could benefit Parnell. Walker again pivoted back to Parnell's debate attendance.
The other guy that doesn't seem to show up, doesn't seem to pay attention or want to engage with the public, he'll come in third, so we'll be fine.
Since Walker and Mallott announced their candidacies last year, Parnell has joined them in two candidate forums and skipped four. His campaign manager, Jerry Gallagher, says Parnell will be participating in a large number of debates after the primary. But until then,
we don't want to obviously take anything for granted, and we want to respect the process, and we'll do that, and then we'll move on to the general.
As the incumbent governor, Parnell is expected to easily win the Republican nomination. Two of his three challengers have run for governor before and received less than 1% of the vote or were disqualified. Russ Mallett is the best-known candidate running against Parnell in the primary. Mallett was elected chair of the Alaska Republican Party by a group of libertarian-minded activists in 2012, but was quickly ousted by the party's establishment wing. Gallagher says there are currently no specific plans to debate those primary candidates, but adds that Parnell will consider campaign events on a case-by-case basis. The next debate Parnell plans to attend is in August, with at least five more events scheduled after the primary. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.